Okay, we'll say hope all is well. Today's daf is Bamatzia daf Mem Zayin. We're here at the bottom of Mem Vav Omer Beis. Last line, Amar Rava Amar Rav Huna. Again, we're in the middle of the sugyos about Chalipin, and we have more about Chalipin today. So Amar Rava Amar Rav Huna, Mokoli Ba'elu Kana. He says, if a guy says, sell me with these, that acquires. What does that mean? That's a little bit unclear. So Rashi explains in the bottom, two lines up. Rachos biyado mos. Guy's holding money. V'amil chaveru mocholi chayfet shalcha. Right, sell me your item. Sell me your watch. Be'ilu shebiyadi. Right, surprise. Right, sell me your watch for the money that I'm holding in my hand. Right, if a lo hikbid lishol kamahem, the guy doesn't bother to ask how much money are you holding. It could be a dollar. It could be a thousand. Right, then v'kiblam miyad halokach, and the guy accepts it. Accept the amount of money from the buyer. Kana. So Rashi says, "Lokecha chayfetz b'maos halalu vein echa mehem yochalachs," or neither of them are allowed to reverse the sale. They are both right. He acquires, let's say, the watch. Right, that is a binding transaction. And now here's the debatable point. We're going to see two versions right of Rav Huna. So the first version is v'yesh olav, v'yesh lo olav ona, and there is a din of ona. The Halakha Rashi's Girsa is din ona, right? That there is a concept of ona. Now again, ona means you're not allowed to overcharge somebody by 1/6, meaning that you can't, the market, the sale of the item has to be close to the market value. You can't rip somebody off, and if you do, right? So then there are different recourses for the guy who's getting cheated or whatever. So that goes both ways, as we'll see in today's daf. So if the number, right, if the amount of, let's say, the watch is worth $1,000, and the guy's holding in his hand $10. So if that's true, so then right, the guy can claim right the remainder. Right, of the money, if it's more than 1/6 away from the market value, so the guy can claim the remainder. That's what Rashi says. And in b'mos k'dei d'mei achayfas shepchoso shtos. Right, if it's more than 1/6 less, he can get the rest of it from the guy. Okay, that's one version, right? So the Gemara just points out kana afagav dolu mashach, and this seems to imply that there's no mashicha, right? There's no mashicha on the watch. It's just that the guy accepted the money, right? They gave him the little copy. Since he doesn't care, so kana, so he is right. He's kona, right? The guy is kona the watch. T'chi chalipin dami, because it's similar, right, to a case of a chalipin. Right, just again, just like you don't have to pull the other item in question by chalipin, right? So too, right over here, right? Meaning dechi chalipin dami. It's similar to chalipin. V'yeshlo lo olav ona, but still there is a concept of ona. Demochli be'elu kamalei, because what he means to say is sell me your watch. Let's say your item, right? Your watch for this amount of money. Right, so therefore, there is a halakha of ona, right? If he's not holding the requisite amount of money. Rav Abbar Amar Rav Huna says that no, machali be'elu kanav ein lo olav ona. Right? He says actually there is no ona, meaning you accept the money right as is, and you can't get the money from that guy right if there's not enough money in his hand. So Gemara just says pshita dami ve'in makpid aleim. Right? Hakamina dekani. Right? It's obvious. I mean, what we see from this that if the guy is handing you money and you don't care to check how much there is, so hakamina dekani. Apparently, he acquires it to get chalifin dami because it's like a case of chalipin, right? Just like you pick up the handkerchief or whatever, right? The suitor, right? So you acquire it. The chalipin um makbid alayim mai. But what if you are makbid? Meaning if you want to do a kibbutz chalipin, but you need the handkerchief, the suitor, let's say, to have a certain value. Let's say he is makbid. So what's the halacha in that case? So Amar Rav Abba Bar Ava, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Hare shahaya tofes paraso va'omeid. Guy's holding onto his cow, right? And if bachaveru va'omer lo paras chalama. Guy's walking, right? He's standing, walking around in the Rishis Rabin, or in, let's say, in the market or whatever, right, with his cow, and the guy says, "What's your cow doing here?" So he says, "I'm looking to buy a donkey, and I'm looking to exchange my cow for the donkey." So the guy says, "Oh, look at that! I have a donkey. Shani knows it. I can give it to you. How much is your cow selling for? Kach v'kach, right? Such and such, or whatever, so and so. Chamorcha v'kama, kach v'kach. How much is your donkey selling for? Oh, such and such. Oh, what are the odds? Right? They match up. So mashach bala chamor zapara, right? V'lo hispik bala para. Lem shochus zachamor. At shemez zachamor, lo kana bala chamor, right? S hapara. If the donkey, if the guy who owns the donkey, right, did a mashicha, right, a kini mashicha on the cow, but the donkey died before the cow owner got to the donkey, so then that does not go through. Meaning the donkey owner has not acquired the cow. And Shmamina, what do you see from this? But Shmamina, Chalipin, and Makpid, Aleim, Lokana. Apparently, you see, if guy's Makpid, that there's a certain amount of value, right, attached to a Kenya Chalipin, that doesn't work. Why? Because the guy didn't get to his donkey yet and to check it out to see if it was actually worth the value in question. So Rava says, nah, Alto Chalipin b'shuftani askinan, is that where we're dealing with Chalipin of shuftani of idiots? Right, the whole kapti, you don't care anything about value? Right, when a regular Kenya Chalipin, people are not unconcerned with the amount of money that's the items are worth. Every case of a Chalipin is where people care about how much the item is. Right, it's just they do the transaction because the item is not here, or they're trying to accept some sort of money, some sort of property, or maybe money, but some sort of property that's not around in another country or whatever. Still, that works. Right, even though he hasn't done a Kenyan on the item. So what's the case over here? So why over here is the guy owned the cow, not going to be kona the donkey? How come I askin him? Damar leh chamor b'par of a tle. Right, because the case is no. The donkey is more valuable than the cow, and he says I'll give you a cow and a sheep for a donkey. Right, the mashak is a part of it. I know mashak is a tle. So the case is he only did a kinyan mishicha on the cow and not the sheep. Right, the lo havale mishicha me'alya. Right, that's not a good mishicha. Therefore, he hasn't yet acquired it. It's not actually a good kinyan. Therefore, that's why. Right, he's not acquiring the donkey. Okay, Amar Mar said, now this is going back to what we discussed yesterday, that in terms of whether you can use money for chalipin, mochali be'elu kana, right? If the guy says some of your item, right, whatever it is for your watch for this, right, so he acquires it, v'yeshalav olona. Again, that's what we just we quoted, right? We said that there's ona according to this version. Lema samar ravuna ben nase chalipin. Apparently, what do you see? That this is a kinya chalipin, and ravuna holds that you can use a coin, a money, as chalipin. So why says, not necessarily. Ravuna sevel like Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Devar Torah Moses Kodos. Really, Ravuna is holding like Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what we're going to talk about today as well, that midaraisa maos konos midaraisa, money works. Right? Why do you need a kinyan mishicha? Amru mishicha kona. Why do you need a kinyan? Zera shemayom lo nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah. Like we explained before, right? Because we're nervous the guy will pay money for it, and the guy who's the seller won't take care of the item, right? And sure enough, it'll burn up or whatever. So that's milsa the shchicha goes to be'rabanan, milsa the lo shchicha lo goes to be'rabanan. So by a case that it's common, let's say by guys just buying something random, you have to do a kinyan on it, fine. So in general, cases of mekach u'memkar, chazal were gozer. But here, right, in the case with the guy, again, what is our case? The guy says he's taking money for an item, doesn't count the money. That's a really weird case. Right, so we're not going to require a kinyan mishicha, and therefore we're going to go back to din daraisa, and therefore most our konos money will acquire right this and be a kinyan for this item. Amar le mar huna breder of nachon l'relashi. Right, also haki masnisula. Right, you learned right Ravuna like that. Anan, and we learned haki masnisula Ravuna like this. The v'chein amar Ravuna ein ma ben asachalipin. We didn't go through the whole back and forth. We just got to the conclusion, right, before you did, right? You said, maybe it is Mabea can be Chalipin. No, Mabea is not Chalipin, right? And that's because we just jumped basically to the end without going through the Havamina Maskana. Okay. But Mabea, Conan, what do you acquire? How do you use, right now, again, a Chalipin? How do you do a Kenyan for the Chalipin? Meaning, whose item in question do you use for a Kenyan Chalipin? The seller or the buyer or the, yeah? So Amarav, Makelio Shokona, you use right some sort of something that belongs to the buyer. Right, the Nichali, the Kona, the heavy Makna Kona, because it's happy for the buyer, right, the Makna, right, the guy who's selling, should be the one who's Kona, should be the one who acquires. So he should, make sure he sells it to him, right? Sometimes, again, when you're buying, produce or an apple, let's say, you don't have to worry about the guy not selling it to you. But let's say you're buying a piece of land, right, or you're buying a house, you're buying an apartment, right? So you could have seller's remorse, right? We had a situation where we put down an offer on the house, everything was shook hands, and then the buyers backed out. So, right, so the guy wants the seller to be gumar and machne, right? So he wants to have, to show, demonstrate his willingness to sell. So the seller, the buyer is happy to give the seller, right, his item, right, to use, right, that he should be selling. For Levi, Levi says, no, because of shal machne, no, you use the keli, the kli of the seller, the guy giving of the item, could have been the man of the command, like we're going to explain in a second. Amar le Ravuna mi discarta la Rava. Levi damar keli shal machne. According to Levi Shita, they used, right, let's say, the handkerchief, right, of the guy selling the item. Ha karkani ara agav glima. Well, then you're using a Kenyan agav, but in the wrong direction, right? We said there's some sort of Kenyan agav you can acquire proper, you can acquire metaltalin, right, when you acquire property, right? That's if we had examples of a guy who was maknim a piece of land, and then he thereby acquired, right, some sort of sum of money or whatever, right? We saw that already a couple of times. But here, if you're giving him the sudar, and he's being maknim, right, a piece of land on it, so that's the reverse. Right, it's, you're acquiring property with the metaltalin, and we have to do the reverse. The metaltalin is only acquired with the land. Samalei, he said, nah, that's not the mechanism where Levi says that the kinyan chalipin is working. It's not, you're not doing a kinyan agav, right, on a metal, piece of metaltalin, a piece of movable stuff. You have a Levi, hacha. If Levi was here, have a mapik labak pol sidinura. He would have shot fire at you. He would have pulled out his flamethrower and burned you alive. A little bit superhero like. Right? Me suffers galima maknele. He's not being makne him the galima, the piece of clothing. Right? No, but he had not the kamakabovine, kamar vaknele. No, it's just the hana that the guy accepts, right? The handkerchief. Oh, look at that. He'll accept my gift of a handkerchief. So the seller, right, is maknehim, right, the land, right, in turn. But it's not that he's accepting the land, agav, right, the handkerchief. And sure enough, kitanai. This machlokas Rav and Levi, right, whose sudor, whose thing you use by kinyan chalipin. So that is a machlokas tanai. The pasuk says, v'zozo fnim b'Yisrael al gulav al tmura l'kayim kol davar shalaf ish nalu v'nasan l'riyehu. That's a pasuk in Rus, which will be zochah to read mitzvah shem on Shavuos. That again, that basically when we're doing chalitz over there, right? So the Gemara darshens out, right, all the words in the pasuk and explains gula zu mechira. Right, that again, you can do a kinyan sudar by some sort of sale. Right, v'chein hu omer lo yigael. So too it says lo yigael. That's actually talking about Meiser Behema. Right, that again, you can see the word gael as selling. That's where you get the drasha from. Right, the Gemara doesn't always do that. Right, it just quotes a pasuk and says this is what we learn from it. Right, but here it says, he quotes that another example. You have the word geula can be a sale. Okay, right, tumura, right, that zu chalipin, that tells me that a kinyan chalipin works. When people are trading items, right? When people are exchanging items, that works. Okay, and that's also, like I said, the word yachalifenu, that's exchanging, trading. That pasuk is by exchanging. It's not, you're not allowed to, but it really, if you exchange kedusha from one animal to the next, maybe they're not supposed to, but that's how you have the word yachalifenu, that it's exchanging one item for the next. The kaim called davar, shalaf ish nalov nasan lamehu. What's that? Me nasan lame. Right? Who is giving to who? What happened in that case, in that story, right, by Boaz and Rus and the guy who's doing I have chalipin in my head. Chalitza. Thank you. I was going to say chalipa, but that's not right. Chalitza. So Boaz nasan lagoal. So Boaz gave it to, right, the goal. Right, that whole story. Right, remember, the goal was supposed to do, right, he was ready to, meaning, there was a guy in front of Boaz to do Yibum with Rus, right, and he wasn't interested, though. And it seems to be the pasuk says that Boaz took off his shoe to give it to this guy. So that's how we understand. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Goel nasan laBoaz. No, it was the other way around. The Goel, right, the guy who was supposed to redeem, right, was the one who was giving it to Boaz. And that, in fact, is our machlokas, right? Whether you take off your own item, you give your own item to do the kinyan chalipin, or the seller gives the item, or the guy being makne the item gives the item. Right, that's our machlokas. Okay, Tana, we learned that Rabbi said konam bekli, right, afal pi she'ein bo shavu pruta. Right, Tana Kama says again, we had this machlokas, if you remember, already. What do you use for a kinyan chalipin? So the Tana Kama says it has to be a kli, even though it doesn't have any value, it has to be a kli. Amar Rav Nachman lo shonu ela bekli. Right, sorry, meaning my apologies. That Tana Kama disagrees. I'm sorry. Meaning, the Brisa says you use a kli for kinyan chalipin. I'm Rav Nachman says lo shenu ela b'kli. That's only a kli mamish. Av b'peri lo, but you can't use produce. And Rav Shesha says afilu b'peros. Rav Shesha says we can even use some sort of produce, some sort of merchandise. My time with Rav Nachman. What's Rav Nachman's shita? Amakra nalo, right, his shoe. Right, nal im midechini lo. It has to be something that's similar to a shoe. So my time with Rav Shesha. What has Rav Shesha learned? You can even use some sort of produce or whatever, something that's not a kli. So Amakra Pazik says Lakayim Kol Dover, right? That includes, right, other items. Lo Rav Nachman Haidik Ktiv Lakayim Kol Dover. What about Rav Nachman? How does he learn that Pazik? Who Lakayim Kol Dover? The nickname Minal. What it means is that called over, yeah, anything, right, that can be acquired, that so that you're going to use, right, based on this minhal, you're going to use this shoe, right, to acquire it. So Rav Sheshes nami haksiv nalo. I was Rav Sheshes do with the shoe thing. So I'm alachar Rav Sheshes. You see, my nalo davar mesuyim. I've called davar mesuyim. Just like a shoe is something that is complete, so too it has to be anything else that has to be complete. Lafuki to exclude, right, chatzi rimon v'chatzi egos alo, right, either a half a nut or a half a rimon, right, the item in question has to be complete. Okay. I'm Rav Sheshes Breda Avidi. Come on, Kazvinan Ha'idna. B'mana de Kasher the Mekanyabe. Right, when they write a shtar, right, for a kinyan suda, for a chalipin, whose shita is it when they write b'mana de Kasher, that a proper kli, right, that you are acquiring through? Right, b'mana lafuga de Rav Sheshes damar kunim peros seems to be like we're holding like Rav Nachman to exclude Rav Sheshes, who says you can use produce, right, some sort of peros, right, de Kasher, right, that, but it's a proper kli, right, lafuga mi de Shmuel damar kunim. Turn the page, right? Bimaroka, right? To exclude Shmuel, who says you can even do a Kenyan with Maroka. Maroka actually says Kliha, so it means Galal, right? It's not so fun, right? A utensil made out of feces or dung. Okay. The Mekanya, what does that exclude? So that Lafuke Midulevi, that excludes the sheet of Levi. Damar Bekelia Shalmakna, that you use the seller or the giver, right? You use his Kenyan, you use his Sudar, right? You use his handkerchief, right? Kamash Malan. The mekanya of a lo leknuye, right? So therefore, it says, right, the mekanya, meaning that he's acquiring it, right, instead of giving it, meaning that we exclude levi shita, right? That we really use the suder of the buyer and not the seller. Right? Bay, what does that teach me? Rav Papa Amar lemute matbeya, to exclude coins. That's again, that's the whole discussion we've been saying. Can you use matbeya for a suder? For Rav Zvid, v'itim Rav Ashi Amar lemute usuri hana, that asur something that's asur ba'ana. Okay, some people say bay, that pasuk of bay, that not pasuk, that language in the shtar is bay, tells us amar papa lemute mat bay, to exclude a coin to kosher. What does that exclude? Amar zudu v'tim ravashi lemute isurei. No, it's the word to kosher that excludes that, right? That's meaning that Rav Papa and Rav Zvid, right, both have language in the shtar that are meaning before, right, a moment ago you said that they were arguing as to what bay teaches me. So here we're saying that bay teaches me that you excludes mat bay and to kosher, right, excludes Sinai's Azar Ba'ana of Morika Lo Yitzchuk, but no one needs a drasha to tell me that you can't use, right, this disgusting kli, right, you, therefore, right, kind of we substitute, right, Rav Zvid's Isser Hana for Shmuel's din of Morocco. Okay, now, back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Asimon kona tamabea." Right, that you again back and forth with. If you remember, after this whole long discussion, right, of chalipin. So go back to the Mishnah. Right, we said that Asimon, right, acquires the coin, meaning, right, if you remember, that Asimon would be therefore back to that, right? The Asimon would be the merchandise, and therefore we did a kinyan on the merchandise. You would then acquire the money. Really, you'd be chayav to pay you the money. So my Asimon, what is that? So Amarav Mos Hanitanos Besimin the Beis Hamerchatz. That's coins that are given to the guy who's in charge of the Beis Hamerchatz, right? Just to figure out, right, as Rashi says over here, how many people are going in and going out, right? Just instead of a counter, they would give this coin that was not. What's it called? That was not in circulation, just to see how much, you know, stuff he needed. Right? If there's 10 people going in every day, as opposed to 100 people every day, so he has to know where to probably prepare. Okay, anyway. So, Mezue, we asked the following kasha. Ein mechal in Meister Sheni al Asimon. You're not allowed to be mechal Meister Sheni on this Asimon coin. Velo almoz hanitanos besimon al Beis Hamerchatz, and not onto these coins given to the guy in the Beis Hamerchatz. Apparently, those two things, right, are different. Mechal Asimon lav malos nitanos besimon al Beis Hamerchatz. It seems that those things are different. Chitema perushik mefarish. If you tell me that they're just, it's just trying to explain what Asimon is. Velo tani hachi. That's not what it says. Right? The Brisa says mechal in Meister Sheni. Meiser Sheni ala Simon, Divri Avidosa, Mechalin Ramim, in Mechalin. Again, another Brisa says that whether you can, it's Machokas, whether you can be Mechal, Meiser Sheni on this Asimon, and then it says that Veshavin, that they agree, Shein Mechalin almost, and it tells Besimon, the Beis Hamerchatz, that they can't use these, you know, coins that they give. Now they give to the guy standing by the bathhouse. Apparently they're different. So Amar Rav Nachman, Meiser Simon, Pulsa. It's a pulsa. What's a pulsa? So, right, that's a coin that is yet to be imprinted upon. Right, they're ready for printing, but they haven't yet gone to the mint. Okay. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Latamei. That is Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel. Amr Davar Echa. The Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel agree, meaning they have the same shita. Rabbi Dosa Ada Amran. Rabbi Dosa, we just said, right, you can be what's called, you can be Michal Mazer Sheni onto an Asimon. And Rabbi Shmuel, Maihi. What's Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya is one of the brights. If it's Arta Kesef Biadcha. The Rabbos, this is a pasuk again. Meiser Sheni, also pasuk by Meiser Sheni. Take the money with you. Right? The Rabbos called over Hanitzus Biyah to include anything, right, that is in your hand. Right? The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says the Rabbos called over Sheish Alav Tzura to include anything that has a Tzura. But apparently, what do you see? The Rabbi Shmuel allows you to use coins that do not have a Tzura, that are not yet printed. So the Chora, that is right the same. Right, then that's exactly what Rabbi Dosa said. Right, that you're allowed to be Mechal Meiser Sheni on an Asimon, and here you're telling me that Rabbi Shmuel, who says the same thing as Rabbi Dosa, is saying that Asimon is that you are also allowed to be Mechalel, right, something that is onto a coin that is not yet minted, or not yet printed, or whatever the word is. So that seems to be the same sheet, and therefore that must be what an Asimon is. Good. Ketzad Mashach Hemenu Peros. Ketzad, how does it work? Mashach Hemenu Peros V'lanos Lomos. If he took the Peros, didn't give him the money, right, once you do a Kenyan on the merch, right, then you can't go back, right, the guy has to pay him the money. So the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what we quoted before several times, right, what Devar Torah, Maos Konos, what's the deal with money, Mida Raisa, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mida Raisa, Maos Konos, that money acquires, really, really, it should be that when the guy takes the money, that acquires the merchandise. Amru Mashiach Kona. Why, therefore, do we say that you have to do a Kenyan Mashiach, and then it doesn't work to take money necessarily, as we saw in the Mishnah, right? Gzera, it's Gzera Shema. What's going to happen? What are we nervous is going to happen? Yomer lo yinis shufuchitach ba'aliyah. Right, again, we said before, right, maybe you'll say that you're thanks for the money, but the wheat was burned, right, and I didn't take care of it. So Gemara says 1 second, but sof. But at the end, back in any event, mind the shudder deleika ba'yishlumi. Well, 1 second. If the guy didn't allow, right, didn't save somebody's wheat from being burned down in a fire, so. And he burned it down, so he still has to pay for that. Right? So who cares? Still going to give the money back. So like zero shema tipol delega bonus. No, maybe the concern is maybe that it might be an onus, might be an accident, right? And imok mes lober shusay. If you put the stuff in his rishos, meaning that in the seller's rishos, masher nafshi tarachu matzil. Meaning if the seller technically still owns the wheat and the sale is contingent on him taking care of the wheat, so he'll go try and make sure, right, the fire doesn't burn it up. But if not, right, if it's in the buyer's rishos, so then he's not going to go, right, and take care of it. Reish Lakish amar, Reish Lakish says, no, meshicha mefresh mit natora, really kinyan meshicha, right, the kinyan, right, is de'oraisa. My time is Reish Lakish, where does he get that from? Damar Krok, the pasuk says, ki v'chim sir again, lo sonu isha zachiv. Again, that's by the pasukov talking about again a little bit about ona. Right, the al tonu isha zachiv. Right, if you're selling right something back and forth, right, don't mess each other over, don't scam each other. Devar hanikna miadliat. Right, that's talking about something that is acquired from hand to hand. Meaning, there's a kinyan there. Right, there's a kinyan that is going from hand to hand. Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, miyad lemute karka, right, deles be'ona. I mean, what does he do with miyad? It seems to be that you're doing a kinyan. So it says no. What it means is to exclude land, right, there is no ona, right, there is no, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no isser of ona, there's no 1/6, right, type of protection for land, right, land you can overcharge, undercharge, or whatever, but that's not, maybe, which is not true of metaltolin, but miyad tells me that the ona only applies to metaltolin, to movable stuff. Reish Lakish says, im kain, if that's true, l'chtof kura, right, l'chim sim gurum im kar mi'ad ha-misecha al tonu. Right, if that was what it was trying to teach me, it could have written it like that. So why does it say o kano mi'ad ha-misecha? Right, lamali. Why does it say o kano? Or if he buys it, right? It's shemami. No, apparently you see that's meshicha that's teaching me about a Kenyan meshicha that you have to do. Some sort of meshicha mida raisa. Rabbi Yochanan okayo my avidle. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Maybe by lekidet tanya teaches the following. Chimsim chirum emkar altonu. Right, ainly ela shenis ana lokeach. That only teaches me. Those words only teach me that it's the buyer who's getting scammed, and there. Oh, this is an isra of ona, and you can get back your money, etc. Or v'chule. Right, if the buyer is getting scammed, if it's going in that direction, nis ana mocher minayin. How do you know that? If it goes in the other direction, where the seller's getting scammed, meaning he's getting underpaid, how do you know that Ona also applies in that case? Toma lomar, right? Okano al tonu, right? And that's what he uses for that pasuk. Reish lagish, what reish lagish learned from? Tarti gamar mine, right? He learns both of it from it. Again, Rashi explains tarti, right? Again, how do you necessarily, right? Usually we don't learn, right, two things, right, from one pasuk, but Rashi says onas mocher mi okano altanu meshicha mi desamach miyad velo lashon kinyan. From the fact that you have the word yad next to kinyan, right, it's getting to different parts in that pasuk, right, are getting you those two things, even though it says tarti, but it means different. Rashi, right, just explains you're learning from different parts of the pasuk. Okay. Just a little bit further, we're gonna basically the Gemara is gonna onto through till tomorrow. I'm going to go back and forth trying to prove, right, one way or another. Let's just do one of them. Right, tonight we learned the Mishnah again, we had a couple of days ago. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kosher Kesa Biado Yadar Alach Tachtona. Right, that's the beginning of our parak. Right, anybody who has the money in his hand, meaning the seller, right, let's say that his hand, right, is on top, meaning that he's able to. Like Mark explains, right, Mocher Hu the Matzi Haderlei Haderbei Lokech Lo Matzi Haderbei. Right, once the money has been paid, yes, the transaction is not completed. But the seller is the one who can go back on it, but the buyers are already stuck. So, tell me that money acquires the items of Mishumachi Mocher Matzi Hader Bay, and Lokech Lo Matzi Hader Bay. That's why, if you tell me that Moos Konos, the money acquires the item, that's why the seller, right, can go back, but the buyer can't, because he technically, right, gave, right, the money already. And that's a dindaraisa, meaning if it's a takana derabanan, right, that Chazal are kind of saying that you need to have a kinyan, right, to make sure that the seller, right, kind of, you know, takes care of the buyer's stuff, right, in case of a fire, right. So lechora, all you need is for the seller, right, to be able to go back. Another thing, I mean, the buyer doesn't need any more protection. The seller doesn't need protection that the buyer can back out, right. The buyer only needs protection that the seller can come back out. Right, because in that case, you know, he's going to obviously make sure to take care of the stuff. Because, you know, yes, he can get out of it, but if the money goes, let's say if the wheat goes up in value, he can back out of it. But he's going to, you know, make sure. That's his ready Rashi over here, right? That if he's going to make sure to protect the merchandise, right? Eli Amris Mos Enon Konos or Lokech Nami the Haderbe. But if you tell me that money doesn't really acquire, so then what's the difference, buyer seller? Why should the buyer? Shouldn't the buyer be able to get back out of it as well? So I'm the Chareish Lakish. Reish Lakish would say, Ali Rabbi Shimon lo kamina in a chanami. But I'm not saying that Meshicha is the din d'oraisa by Rabbi Shimon. Really, it's only the Chachamim, right? Ki kamina Ali b'derabanan. It's the Chachamim, the Tanakama, who say that, who argue with Rabbi Shimon and say both the buyer and the seller can back out once you give the money. But in a chanami, Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That Moos Konos, that money acquires me the rice. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll go back to the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.